Okay, so recently on the show, we've been chatting more and more about just what Ireland has to offer and why you should discover the little tourist gems on our doorstep. I've also mentioned my love of hiking, you know, once or twice. So combining these two things, I really wanted to look at some of the hiking and walking options available to us all, irrespective of your fitness level. Owen Hamilton is the co-founder and CMO of Hiker, spelled with two I's, a hiking app developed in Ireland, which offers tips on the best hikes available throughout the country and will also help you navigate on trails to keep you safe as possible, which is very important. And joining me in the studio is Owen. How's it going?
Great.
Good.
Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, and it's lovely to have you in studio. And I love this. And my sister is actually coming over from America in a couple of weeks' time, and that's all she wants to do.
Right.
So I'm going to get this app.
So many options.
I know. And I'm going to sound like such a pro and an expert because of you. This is great. Because we do have a lot on our doorstep.
We do.
And, you know, even, you know, in my 42 years in the country, I'm only kind of discovering now what's around me. It's crazy. So I want to begin by asking you, because it can sound very daunting to some people who might not have a high level of fitness. Is there hiking locations for the very beginner?
Absolutely. Yeah. The Ireland, as you said, like it's a fantastic destination. Like it's a world beater in terms of hiking, but you don't have to go and summit Carntu Hill. You've got hikes that, you know, will suit any kind of ability. Like in our national parks, in our forests, like Queal should do a great job of like building trails, but you've got like, you know, Avondale Forest Park. Mm-hmm. You've got like some really, really kind of easy introductory walks you can do. Also, you've got great communities around Ireland that are introducing people to hiking too. So you've got Gals Gone Wild, you've got Schlieve, you've got the Hike Life, you've mm-hmm. got of Ross of this parish. So it's a really great time to be in the outdoors and discovering these trails because there's so much to offer here.
We asked you to recommend hikes around the country, so let's kick off with them. The Northwest, where would you recommend?
So Donegal is a very underrated part of the country in terms of hiking. Like it's still quite wild in a lot of areas, but there are some fantastic hikes up there. And one in particular is the Schlieve League Loop.
Okay.
Now the full hike as listed on Hiker is 15 kilometers. So it's a long hike, but there are options to shorten that. You can make it into a 5K out and back. But the real kind of winner here is the Schlieve League Cliffs. When you get to see them, they're some of the highest sea cliffs in Europe.
Wow.
They're absolutely spectacular. It's like looking at Jurassic Park. It's incredible.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so that's a good one. I'm going to put that on the list. Let's move to the west. I did Croagh-Patrick recently, and I was actually quite surprised how difficult it was in certain parts.
Yeah.
I was like, nobody told me. Yeah. And we got the most perfect day, and I could never do it again. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I will never do it again because there's no way I'll get a day like that again. I was like, I just can't do it. So what else would you recommend in the west of Ireland?
So in Connemara, if you're over that neck of the woods, go to Letterfrack, and you're in Connemara National Park, and you've got the Diamond Hill Loop, which is about a 7.5K loop.
Okay.
That brings you up to the top of Diamond Hill. And it's like an altar. When you get to the top, it's a fairly moderate hike, and there's a little bit of a steep climb towards the end. But when you get up there, it's like you've got 360 views over Connemara. You've got the 12 bends. It's like being in Middle Earth. It's absolutely spectacular. It's about a 2.5 hour loop walk.
Okay, but that's not bad. And
yeah.
You can. Would you bring a kid on that?
You can. My sister brought her two kids out on it, and they were complaining towards the end of it.
Okay.
So it would be a little bit of a stretch.
Tricky for the kids. Okay.
For the adventurous ones, maybe.
Okay. So and let's talk about the south because it has some beautiful mountains, but they might be a little too advanced for most people. So where would you suggest in the south?
I mean, everybody thinks of the McGillicuddy Reeks. I stumble across that word every time I say it.
Yeah.
But you think of Killarney National Park, those big mountains, massive mountains, but you don't have to go up all of them. There are some really, really nice kind of beginner walks. You got Torque Waterfall and Torque Mountain, which is basically the same walk. You just go up to the top of the mountain, and that's roughly about a 3 kilometer kind of walk. And it's very similar to Diamond Hill, where you get to the top and you get that like
wow factor,
amazing view over Killarney National Park and all the big mountains in the distance.
And that's only 3K?
No, sorry, it's a 3K up, 3K back.
So oh, okay, it's 6K. 6K. Oh, 6K, but that's still doable.
It's still doable,
you know, for
yeah.
Someone maybe of moderate fitness
absolutely,
or little
yeah.
or no fitness. Okay, so let's talk about shorter hikes. One that wouldn't take all day. This this is what I met with when I put them in, say, let's go for a hike with my WhatsApp groups. People are like, well, I don't have all day to go for a hike. So what are some of the shorter ones you'd recommend?
So the, I suppose with all of these as well, there are options. You can, you don't have to do okay. the entire loop. There, like, and that's the I suppose the beauty of using an app like Hiker is that you can change. You can adapt. You can use different routes. But if you are looking for shorter set routes, you've got the Glen of Aherlow, which is in Tipperary, and that's a, it's a 5k loop. It's not a big climb at all. It'll probably take about an hour, hour and a half, but you have these amazing views over the Galtee Mountains off in the distance. So yeah, that would be definitely one for the list.
Okay. I've done a few long walks and hikes recently in the on the East Coast, obviously, but what would you recommend? What would you say?
So Wicklow obviously is, you've got your pick of the litter in terms of hikes in Wicklow. You've got the Devil's Glen. If you're looking for a short hike, you get go down into the Devil's Glen. You've got a waterfall down there. Then if you're looking for a longer hike as well, there is the Miner's Way. It's a very underrated trail that starts in Glenmalure and ends in Glendasan. And you actually go through Glendalough. And it's because it's lesser known, and now maybe talking about it on national radio, there's probably going to be a few more people doing it, but you get these unbelievable, unbeatable views of Glendalough and Wicklow National Park.
Okay. Okay. Now, obviously, hikes are not accessible to wheelchair users or people with pushchairs, but do you have any good walks you'd like to mention for them?
Yeah, yeah. So, as I mentioned earlier, there's the Avondale Forest Park.
Oh, yeah.
In Wicklow, which is a beautiful boardwalk that they've built in this forest park that spirals up and you actually walk above the tree line. Now, it is a ticketed park, so you do have to get a ticket in advance, but there's some other great forest parks all around the country. You've got Dunedee Forest Park in Kildare. Then you also have the greenway systems as well, like the Limerick Greenway, where it's mostly paved. So you're going to go through these wild areas, but it's a path and
okay.
It's very accessible.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Midlands is just too flat, I presume, is it?
You would think that. Well, like Glen of Aherlow, like is that the south? Is that the Midlands? But then you have the Slieve Blue Mountains as well, which like it's nobody knows about them. But there's so many trails around there and they're fantastic. There's the Glenbarrow Loop, Glenbarrow Waterfall Loop, which is only like, I think about 4 or 5K.
Okay.
And there's not much elevation in it, but yeah, I guess to answer your question, mostly flat, but there are some fantastic walks out there
okay.
as well.
Can we talk about your app for a second?
We can.
Let's talk
please.
About the app. So if I was to download the app, what would I get from it? What would I expect from an app like this?
So we have thousands, literally tens of thousands. I think we have 40,000 trails.
40,000 trails?
All around the world.
Holy
yeah,
moly.
Yeah. There's thousands here in Ireland as well. What you get when you download the app is free offline access to maps. So one of the biggest, I suppose, safety features of the app is the ability to download your map to your phone. So when you're out, say you go and do, you know, Carn Toohill, you'll need to download the map to your phone. There's no point in trying to rely on signal because that's going to drain your battery. You're not going to have signal in some places. So if you download it to your phone, you have it offline and that's completely free.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's amazing. This is one thing. I never know what to pack. I always pack too much or too little. What should one think of when they're going out on a hike?
So the three things that I think of are comfort, nutrition and safety.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of comfort, make sure you have good shoes. A lot of people are using trail runners now. They're good, but if you're going on to trickier terrain, you want to wear a good pair of boots, sturdy boots. You want to have rain gear. It's Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Even in summer, make sure you have a good raincoat on you. Layers. So even if in the summer, again, when you go to elevation, it starts to get chilly, starts to get windy. So make sure you have hat, gloves, fleece, just layers to make mm-hmm. sure that you're comfortable. In terms of safety,
yeah.
obviously map, download it onto your phone or have a paper map. And then you would also want to have sun cream as well. So even in the overcast Irish days, have sun cream on, protect the skin, we're pasty, you know.
Bring the sun cream.
Bring the sun cream, factor yeah. 50 all day.
Yeah.
And then bring a map.
Okay. Some really good tips there and thank you so much for joining us. There we go. That was Owen Hamilton is a co-founder and CMO of Hiker. It's spelled with two I's. It's a hiking app developed in Ireland which offers tips of the best hikes available throughout the country and would also help you navigate on trails to keep you safe as possible. A great idea. And if you want to listen back to our chat about hikes and walks for everyone, it will be podcast after the show so you can check it out there. There we go. I'd love to hear from you guys. what do you think is the best hike you've been on recently in Ireland? 515. Somebody's saying already, Jen, Knocknarea in Sligo.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a good one?
Yeah.
Have you done all the hikes there? Is there anywhere you haven't done?
I wish.
What's on the list for you?
Well, that's the beauty of building a hiking app. That is my list.
Amazing. Well, go and check out this app. Oh, thanks for coming in. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.